Hard Facts. Hard Facts with Diode.
Welcome back. The Hard Facts, 91.3 Nigeria. In phone, Herringbone Harcourt. I'm Diode. 8 minutes gone past 5 o'clock. Discussions continue. Many thanks for staying tuned. Do once again take precautions for yourself and others about you. The rains are here. Well, the floods are here with us as well. So be careful. There was a message sent in via WhatsApp at the start of the show. Someone talked about a relative being beaten by a snake because their home or their house was flooded. So be cautious of that as well. When you have floods, watch out for young or little children, and if you're wading through water as well, maybe on your street to get home, be on the lookout as well. And if you can manage it, if it gets dark, if you can, maybe you need to get to your destinations before it gets dark, especially if you have to wade through the water. Let's all be careful this time. And that said, let's move on with the conversation. FG bans SS1, SS2 students from taking external WASC, NECO, NABTEB. The federal government has banned students in senior secondary school 1 and 2 from taking external West African Senior School Certificate Examination, WASC, the National Examination Council, NECO, and National Business and Technical Examinations Board, NABTEB. This was contained in a circular issued by the Federal Ministry of Education to principals of federal unity schools. The circular was signed by the Ministry's Director, Senior Secondary Education, Hajia Binta Abdul Kadir. The circular was confirmed by the Director of Press and Public Relations, Ben Bem Gung, on Friday. Government threatened to expel any SSS 1 and 2 students who take the exams. The Education Ministry stated this move would help to maintain decorum and boost standards of education in schools. So, what's your take on this? I'd like to get your take. Is this a good sin, or not? Many students, or some at least, write these external examinations from SS2. You know, maybe in some rare cases, possibly even from SS1. And if they pass, they just move on. Is that a bad sin? Is it a bad thing what the government is doing, or is it a step in the right direction? I know for you, it might be a bad thing. You can no longer brag to your friends that junior did very well in the WAEC, and he's just 12 and a half, and he already has street A's in the WAEC exam. That boy is just very brilliant. That boy is just very, very brilliant. Can you imagine at 12? He's already passed the senior WAEC already. What do you think? The lines are open. Call 0817-93-0002 or 0003, 0817-93-0007. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info PH. WhatsApp is on 0809-030-6416. FG bans SSS1, SSS2 students from taking external WASC, NECO, NABTEB. Is it good? Do you think it's a right decision by the federal government? Or maybe it's not. I'd like to get your take. I am taking calls right now. Okay, not sure my call screen is around. Hello, Hard Fact, welcome. Hello?
Hello? Hello, good evening, Dio.
Oh, you're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. I think this is one of the best news I've heard this year. And the challenge here is implementation. If only this decision of the federal government is going to be implemented, for me, what I see here is going to skyrocket the registration fee.
How will it skyrocket the registration fee?
Because those who would now write from SS1 and 2 will have to pay higher, because Nigeria are known, relatively some persons, not everybody anyways, are known as taking bribes. How will they be able to implement it? It's a problem. Because those
just a moment, sir. Who is going to be paid the bribe for the student to write the exam, for example? Who's going to be paid the bribe?
Registration time. It is easy from the principal now. The register from the principal then to the WAEC or NECO.
No, I don't think that's how it happens. Usually when these students want to write the examination, what they do is they go to write it in a different center. I mean, I went to a federal government college, so you can't be in SS1 or SS2 and then be allowed to register for WASC, for example, in the same school. That cannot happen. So what usually happens is they go to a different center to go register for the exams.
Do you know that even River State government tried to implement this 2 years back by giving a number, or what is it called, access number or code at SS1? Because of that, you will not be able to go to another school without that number in that school that you registered it with. But it was frustrated. I'm quoting one of the, I will not mention the exam body. He said, parents have frustrated the process by making them to release the PIN to the school of their choice. So this is a problem. I'm telling you, I'm a teacher. And I know what we are seeing, what we're seeing in the field, is parents, rich parents, those who are well-to-do, who prefer Miracle Center against the school for which their children go. And then they will now go to get the district. Well, like I said, my challenge is implementation. Because, Dayo, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
Do you know that from these things happen or start from primary school? At primary one, the child is taught primary two.
But you know, let's clarify something here. Number what I want to know from you first off is it a good thing? I'd like you to explain your response to that in a moment. But the other thing
it
here
is very good.
Okay, I'd like you to explain why you believe.
The reason is this.
Why do you think it's a good thing? Yes.
The reason is that at SS2, the child has not completed the scheme of work that will enable the child to have the needed knowledge, the basic knowledge to skate through or to enter the university. Or if the child chooses to do handwork and all that, the basic knowledge for the module of SS3 has not been completed.
So how come some of the students, just a moment, sir. So how come some of the students pass these exams and pass very well?
Two reasons.
I'm not talking about those who cheated. No, I'm talking about students who wrote the exams the proper way and they passed very well.
The question is, where did they write the exam in a proper way?
No, hold on. Are you saying that there are no students who write the examination from SS2 without cheating and they pass?
There are two reasons for that.
Okay.
One of the reasons is that the child go to extra lesson.
Okay.
Because if you follow the normal school calendar, it's not possible.
Okay, so that means that child who went for those lessons has covered this module we're talking about.
It's possible.
Okay, so if the child has covered the module then, so what's the problem?
Pardon? No. The reason is that learning is not only the scheme issue. There are other lessons that the child need to learn in the process of schooling that will aid the child age-wise, experience-wise, which is not in the curriculum that the child has just read.
But you know that some children are more intelligent, more experienced than other children?
By exposure. It's clear now that some children are gifted children, that they are naturally intelligent.
Okay, so for you, even for the gifted ones, you don't think it's a good idea either?
It's not a good idea because, one, they are not mature. That is the second reason. Now, I told you I take two reasons. The second reason is that they are not mature to the age for which they are taking the exam that they are taking.
Just a moment.
Go to those schools now. You will see parents going for them.
All right. Great to hear from you. I've got Alozie on the line. Alozie, hello. You're welcome. Please go on.
Thank you, Dayo.
Go ahead.
See, this particular band, FG, is a good band.
Okay. Why?
My reason is fine. My reason is this. You agree with me that the continuous man practice will sort out lecturers in the high institutions is as a result of our inability of our children to complete the needed syllabus in the secondary education.
Wait, Alois, are you saying that the reason students cheat in universities is because they didn't complete secondary school?
Yes, sir.
Are you serious?
No. I'm very, very serious. I'm telling you.
So all the students who sought lecturers in universities do so because they didn't complete secondary school education?
Sorting is different from encouraging malpractice.
All the students who engage in whatever form of malpractice in tertiary institutions do so because they didn't complete secondary school education.
Some do so because they didn't complete secondary school education. Okay. And again, when you come in the area of WAEC, you know, parents practice, malpractice, they encourage teachers to help their students to write WAEC. This last WAEC, they wrote. I went to one school, I will not call the name because of security reasons. I saw what they were doing.
But if a student who completes the entire process still engage in exam practice when they write his external examinations.
Do you know why the system is like that?
No, just a moment. But I want you to agree to a very obvious thing. We both agree that even students who complete the entire process from GSS1 to SSS3 also engage in exam practice writing the external exams.
I agree with you.
So there's no peculiarity to writing from SS2 then?
There is no peculiarity to writing from SS2 student, but the reason why I say that this band is a good one is this. Age-wise, it will prepare the person. Let's assume a secondary school pupil who is at the age of 15 and the parents went abroad to work for the child. When he turned into the high institution, her behavior, the mindset of the child will be different from the person who has attained the age of normally. A child should be at the age of 18 before you go into high institution. But when you go to our high institutions these days, you will see a child of 15 years in year one.
Who said a child has to be 18 to get into the university?
Okay, let's calculate it this way. You are 2 years at home.
Hold on. What I'm asking you is, where did you get the information that a child has to be 18 to get into a university?
I'm calculating it from Nigeria system of education. If somebody spent 6 years in primary education, spend another 6 years in secondary education, let's assume you spend 2 years or 3 years before the child starts school.
Okay. In other words, there is no law that states a child has to be 18. You're just speaking from experience.
That is the issue now. This band is a good one. Now, we need implementation and laws to back it up. At least, the mindset of the child who is going to high institution, if he attends this secondary school properly, and in fact, they should include an age somebody will attend before going to right jump.
Alozie, great to hear from you. I must move on, though. Thank you very much, Alozie. I've got William from Wimpy. William, you're welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening,
Dad. Hi, go.
I had made a comment on radio, but this one I think I should. There's no merit whatsoever on this book. I don't see any merit whatsoever. I did GCE in class 4.
Okay.
Before I wrote to my aid. And the reason I did that, I wanted to prepare myself.
And the highest level then was class what?
We didn't attend a very good school.
William, pardon me. The highest level then was class what?
Five.
Class 5, okay.
Class 5 in my own days, yes.
Okay.
So I registered for this in Class 4. I did it in Class 4, and I passed 5 subjects. I got credit in 5 subjects out of the 7 that I registered for. And so you can imagine how I felt when I was preparing for my work. Those subjects that I passed, I didn't pay much attention to them. I had to concentrate on those ones that I got no credit. You know, so if a student has the opportunity of entering for external exam, for God's sake, let them do it. So I need to prepare them and equip them to do well in their proper, what I may call the proper exam that they...
But in some cases, if the student get all the required credits, the parents may not bother for them to wrap up SS3. They just move on to writing the UTME and cross over to the university or some other tertiary institution.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
You don't think that the children are not prepared emotionally or mentally for life after secondary school?
You see, any student who wants to cheat or parent who wants to help, whether it's internal examination, external examination, they will do it. They will still do it. I don't buy the arguments the last two callers presented.
William, great to hear from you. I apologize, but I must go for a commercial break now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. We got the headlines also coming up at 5:30 p.m. Discussions continue afterwards. Deeply stay with us. Hard Facts to be right back in a bit.
Information is a two-way thing. Nigeria Info, it's your turn. Let's talk.
When knowledge meets action, information liberates. How informed do you need to be to thrive in a fast-changing world?
Listen to experts only.
Keep your dial locked on 92.3 Nigeria Info. For the best of news, talk and sports 24/7.
I am listening.
Surrounding is a collective effort.
Diseases could be avoided
with good hygiene practice. Be more responsible with how you dispose waste products. The environment will be better looking without litter and exposed garbage. We love our city clean. This message is from 92.3 Nigeria Info.
And now, Hard Facts.
Hard Facts with Dion.
Okay, back to Hard Fact 91.3 Nigeria Info and Herring Port Harcourt. I'm Dio. 25 minutes ago before 6 p.m. Major news is on at 6. Before then, though, FG bans SS1, SS2 students from taking external WASC, NECO, NAPTEB. I'll to get your take. A step in the right direction or not? Does it have merit or not? Let's get your take on this. And a reason given by the ministry for taking this decision is... to help maintain decorum and boost standards of education in schools. Let's get your take. The lines are open. Call 0817 93 0002 or 0003 or 0007. Nancy from Allen, Georgia, welcome. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Daya, good evening. I went through the long haul of education. The only class I missed was Nursery 1, okay? I did Nursery 2. Down to primary 6, I did the SS1 down to SS3, and I started university from year 1 down to my final year in the university. I didn't miss any step, okay? But in all of those stages of my education, I still found people who found a way to cheat, or who got involved in exam practice, and oftentimes with the aid of supervisors and people who are supposed to watch us in the examination hall. So when the first caller says, because people leave school early, it predisposes them to cheating, I don't think that's true, because I went through the whole hall and I found people who also cheated in all of those stages, even though they didn't meet any of the classes like me. That's one. Number two, I'm not sure there's any problem stopping any kid who wants to be a high flyer. There are kids who are naturally gifted more than others. What we should do is to encourage them and not to inhibit them, which is what I found the Nigerian state always does. When they find that they have some sort of natural advantage, they want to bring you back so that you can be at par with other people, which I think is wrong. If nature has gifted you with special skills and special abilities, what we should do is to encourage you to board with those special abilities that you have. Number three, Nigerian state always has these minimalist tendencies. They have never invested in painstaking effort to resolve any issue. Daya, just go through history. Think about any issue that the Nigerian state has suffered. They have never invested in painstaking effort. So because one or two people have cheated in the examinations, and the first caller even said that the people who are paid these fees are headmasters and principals and teachers and supervisors. Is it difficult for us to identify these people and punish them because they have broken the law? Why must we now say, because of this, we're going to ban every child who is an SS1, who is an SS2, who aspires to a greater level in education? I think it is wrong. The Nigerian state must learn to support its people. They should stop minimalist tendencies. If people cross the border, what you should do is to punish those custom officers who have allowed people to smuggle goods into the country, who have allowed illegal immigrants to come into the country, not to close the borders because you say someone is importing food. You punish people who break the law. You don't punish people. That is my contribution. The Nigerian state must learn to invest in painstaking effort to solve issues, not blanket bans, blanket ultimatums, and all of that. Thank you,
Daya. You're welcome. Great to have David Familia, so you're welcome. Go on.
Good evening, sir. Good evening, sir, Daya.
You're welcome, Dave.
Yeah. I'm part of the set I'm picking on YMPC.
Okay.
So, I think this new ball is good. Because in my center, there's a guy that is just in JS3 who came to buy this YMPC.
JS3?
So, yes, sir. Very small. And he wants to study law. So, and guys in SS2, they are coming to write exams. And
clearly he might be in JS3, but maybe he's older. Maybe, you know.
He told me, and I saw proof that he's in JS3.
How old is he?
Oh, he's not less than 12, 13.
Oh, okay. 13?
So.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
Did you say he's 13?
Yes.
If it's 13, I'd left second. Okay, 13. Oh, okay, that's very young. Okay, all right, go on.
Yeah, so I think this is good because it's so bad that even out of 100% writing the exam, 95% pay for my practice. That's how this guy is passed from maybe SS2. So it's not that guys don't pass from SS2, there are few. Some of them are not yet to the area of chapter right now. Most of them in the hall, the day of math, they have something, only two didn't pay for my practice. Me, I'm one of my friends. So the rate of my practice is much now. So this is a good step, it's a welcome development to cut down those students who are not mature for these exams.
All right, Dave, I wish you the best with your exam.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have to go for a break right now. We've got a commercial coming up, and we've got major news at 6 p.m. A reminder of that, and a discussion to continue after that. For the messages I've missed out right now, after the major news at 6 p.m. we've got open season up after that. Any thoughts you have on the issues discussed so far, I'll take those and I'll catch up with the WhatsApp messages and possibly Facebook as well. Do please stay tuned. Hard Facts continues shortly.